Welcome in. Today we're doing a super classic drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12. Take a jungle style break at it, then blend in a crunchy sampler texture layer, so it feels sampled, gritty, and modern at the same time. And we're doing it with a mastering mindset, meaning we want it to hit hard without relying on the limiter to save us. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar drum section with a clean edited break, a resampled crunch layer, sitting underneath it, a drum bus that glues things together without killing the bounce, and a simple master chain that stays safe and loudness friendly. Alright, let's set the session up so nothing fights us later. Set your tempo to the drum and bass zone, 170 to 174 BPM. I'll pick 172. Now, quick headroom rule, while you're building, aim for your master peak to hang around minus 6 dB. You can turn it up later. This is one of those habits that makes mastering way easier. Create two audio or instrument tracks to start. Name the first one Break Clean, and the second one Break Crunch Layer. Then select both and group them into a group track called Drum Bus. This is going to be our control center. Now let's get the break working. Drop in a breakbeat. Amen, think, funky drummer, anything in that family is perfect. Put it on Break Clean. Go down to Clip View and turn Warp on. Start in Beats Mode, because Beats Mode usually keeps drum transients punchy. Set Preserve to 1/16. And if you see transient loop mode stuff, turn it off for a cleaner sound. If the timing or tone gets weird, you can try Complex Pro, but fair warning, it can soften transients, and in Jungle and DNB the transient is basically the attitude. Now we're going to line it up properly. Find the first really clean downbeat of the break, right-click and choose Warp from here straight. Then check the bar lines. Make sure the break lands correctly over one or two bars and loops cleanly. Your goal here is simple. Tight loop, punchy hits, no flamming, no drifting. If you only do one thing right today, do this right, because the crunch layer later will only exaggerate whatever timing problems you leave in the clean break. Cool. Let's do a beginner-friendly jungle edit. Right-click the warped break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, choose Transients. That's the most jungle-friendly option, because it follows the natural hits. Now you'll see a drum rack full of slices. Create a MIDI clip that's one or two bars long. Here's the approach. First, rebuild the original rhythm in MIDI. That's your baseline. Then we spice it up with small edits. For jungle flavor, do a few simple moves. First, kick reinforcement. On the first kick, add a second hit right after it, like a tiny flam. This gives that aggressive push. Next, a snare push. Add a snare slice slightly before beat 2 or beat 4. Try a 1/32 early. It's subtle, but it adds urgency. Then ghost notes. Sprinkle tiny hat or percussion slices between the main hits on 1/16 or 1/32. Keep them quieter because ghost notes aren't supposed to announce themselves. They're supposed to make your head nod without you realizing why. If your edit feels stiff, use swing. Open the groove pool and try something like swing 16-55 or MPC 16 swing 57. Then apply it gently, like 20-40%. The target is rolling, not drunk. At this point you should have a break edit that feels like jungle, fast, bouncy, and slightly dangerous. Now for the signature move, the crunchy sampler texture. This crunch layer is not meant to be a second drum kit. Think of it like gritty room tone for your drums, like a sampled blanket underneath the clean transients. When you mute it, you should miss it. But when it's on, you shouldn't immediately think, oh, that's bit crushing. Let's resample. Solo your break edit track, or if you're working from the drum rack, solo whatever is outputting the final break sound. Now arm the break crunch layer track. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars. When you're done, consolidate it so it's one clean chunk. That's Command J on Mac or Control J on Windows. Now we'll turn that audio into an instrument. Drag the recorded audio into Simpler. Set Simpler to Classic Mode. If it plays back fine without warping, leave warp off inside Simpler. We're using it as a texture layer, so we actually don't want extra time stretch artifacts unless we choose them on purpose. Set voices to 1 so it behaves in a consistent mono way. Now we build the crunch chain using stock devices. First device, EQ8. High pass this layer somewhere around 120 to 200 HE. Steep if you want, like 24 dB per octave. This is crucial. You do not want this crunch layer competing with your kick and sub. Optional. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 HE. Next, Redux. This is your crunch maker. Set down sample around 2 to 4 to start. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. Then set dry slash wet somewhere safe, like 15 to 35%. If you go too high too fast, the top end turns into sandpaper and you'll lose mastering headroom immediately. After redux, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then level match using the output so you're not fooling yourself. Distortion almost always sounds better just because it's louder, so matching level is not optional if you want to make good decisions. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Gentle. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Boom should be off or super low because we already high-passed this layer. And use trim to get sitting under the clean break. Optionally, add blue compressor at the end. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is more about consistency than punch. Now one of the most important teacher moves of the whole lesson. Level match the crunch layer. Put a utility at the end of the crunch chain and adjust gain until the crunch layer is roughly the same perceived loudness as it was before you processed it, or at least so you're not just hearing louder equals better. Then blend the crunch layer down under the clean break. You want it tucked in. If the crunch layer starts stealing the attack, that means it's stepping on the transient leadership, and we want the clean break to lead the transient. So in simpler, go to controls and reduce decay a bit, or raise start slightly to trim off the clicky transient portion. Clean track equals punch. Crunch track equals sustain and grit. Now do a quick phase and mono sanity check. Because this crunch layer comes from the same source, heavy processing can create hollow comb filtering. Easy test. Put a utility on the master and toggle mono for a moment. Listen to the snare. If it suddenly disappears or goes hollow, you've got an alignment issue. Fix options. Reduce some high end on the crunch, or use track delay on the crunch layer to move it back slightly. And here's a trick that often works beautifully. Delay the crunch layer by about 5 to 15 milliseconds using track delay. That pushes the crunch behind the clean transient, making the stack thicker without sounding flammy. Alright, let's glue the two layers together on the drum bus. On the drum bus, start with EQ8. High pass gently at 25 to 35 Hz just to clean up rumble. If things feel muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it feels harsh, you can do a tiny dip around 7 to 9 kHz, but be careful. DNB needs air and hat energy, so keep it subtle. Next, glue compressor on the drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Release auto. For attack, choose based on what you want. 3 milliseconds feels punchy and grabs quicker. 10 milliseconds lets more transient through. Set threshold, so you're only getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. This should feel like it's knitting the drums together, not flattening them. Optionally, add a saturator on the bus with just 1 to 3 dB of drive and soft clip-on. This can make the drums feel finished before they even hit the master. Now let's make it feel like a track, not a loop. Build a 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Intro energy. Use auto filter on the clean break and low pass at around 8 to 12 kHz. Add an edited fill every 4 bars just to tease the groove. Bars 9 to 16. Drop. Bring the filter fully open. Bring in the crunch layer, and add a tiny 1/8 note repeat at bar 16 using a slice or beat repeat. Bar 17 to 24. Variation. Mute the crunch layer for 2 bars, then bring it back. That contrast makes the return feel louder without actually turning anything up. Add a classic jungle stop. 1 beat of silence, then slam back in. Bars 25 to 32. Peak. Add extra ghost notes, and automate the crunch intensity slightly. A super easy automation is redux dry slash wet plus 5%, just for the last section. End with a snare roll or a break chop fill. Now we do a beginner-friendly master chain. Keep it simple. No hero mastering today. On the master channel, start with utility. Make sure you haven't accidentally boosted gain somewhere. And you can set bass mono below 120 Hz if you want your low end extra stable in clubs. Then EQ8. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz for cleanup. If it's harsh, a small dip around 8 to 10 kHz, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, can help. Then a very gentle glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for only 0.5 to 1.5 dB of gain reduction. Finally, limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Then push gain until it's loud enough but not distorted. Watch the gain reduction meter. If the limiter is constantly doing more than 2 to 4 dB, don't just push harder. Go back and fix the mix. In DNB, loudness comes from controlled low end and a consistent drum bus, not from slamming the limiter. Before we wrap, here are the big beginner mistakes to avoid. Don't let the crunch layer keep low end. High pass it, or your kick and sub will feel weak and muddy. Don't crank Redux dry slash wet until it sounds like fizzy sandpaper. That will destroy your headroom. Don't overcompress the drum bus. If you kill the transients, you kill the bounce. If warping smears your break, try beats mode first and avoid heavy complex pro unless you really need it. And don't make the limiter do all the work. If it's struggling, fix levels and EQ earlier. Quick practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Load a break and warp it cleanly at 172 BPM. Slice to drum rack and make a 2-bar jungle edit with at least 2 ghost notes and 1 fill at the end of bar 2. Resample 4 bars into audio, load it into simpler, then apply. EQ 8 high pass at 150 Hz, redux with downsample 3, bits 12, dry slash wet 25%, and saturator analog clip with dry 4 dB and soft clip on. Then blend the crunch layer until you miss it when it's muted, but you don't hear it as a separate break. Bonus move. Automate redux dry slash wet from 15% in the intro to 30% in the drop. Recap. Start with a tight warped break and a simple slice-based jungle edit. Resample it, turn it into a crunchy texture layer, and build grit with redux, saturator, and drum bus. Blend clean and crunch through a drum bus so you keep punch and movement. Then use a light master chain. Clean up EQ, gentle glue, and a limiter that stays honest.